It is good to worship with all of you in the house of the Lord. And before we look at this passage, let us commit this time to the Lord. Father God, we thank you because you are already here. And I pray, Father God, that may the meditation of my heart and the words that comes up from my mouth be pleasing in your eyes. And pray, O Lord, that your message, your voice would only be heard, and that you would hinder and make invisible all that comes from man. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. And before we proceed, I just want to let you know that after the sermon, I'll be going straight down to the Mandarin service. My apologies because, as Sam has announced, that Mu Huang is leaving, and we have a little send-off for her. We ask that you will continue to keep the ministries of the whole church in the prayer, particularly the Mandarin ministry, because it is quite a challenge with people coming and going. But we know exactly that the Lord, we know that the Lord of the harvest knows exactly what he's doing. And we know that God's eyes is on this church. And so let us look at this passage. I was very encouraged to hear, Pastor Sam pray in his opening prayer that, 6 days we work, and then today, the seventh day, or actually the first day of the week, we come and focus our attention, our affections, and our time on the Lord. Today, our topic is on, growing in worship. Many of us think that, worship is a time where you spend on church between, say, 11 and 12. While that might be true, there's a lot more to worship than meets the eyes. A couple of years ago, inconceivable things happened. In Shanghai, one of the taller buildings suddenly collapsed. And this is how it fell, Instead of the whole building almost, ready for occupancy, instead of the whole building collapsing and then breaking into pieces, just like a piece of soft cake, it just kind of keels over. And fortunately, only one person was killed. The injury could be a lot more serious. And looking at this picture, it reminds me that, worship is actually the foundation of our Christian walk and development with God. Christian life is a relationship with Jesus Christ. And if we do not pay attention to that foundation, very soon, maybe one day, without us realizing it, our life may be coming apart just like this building, And it is amazing how it felt, but it is also a reminder that, we need to pay attention to the basics, to the foundations of our Christian walk. When Jesus was about 12 years old and, unbelievable things happened, his parents were looking for him in vain on the way home to Nazareth from Jerusalem. If you look at the map, you find that Nazareth and Jerusalem are actually separated by quite a few towns. And it takes about a day's journey of traveling from one place to another. How could it happen? Have you ever lost your kids in the mall? One of my more memorable experiences in the mall about children is that, one day, it was a busy shopping season. And I was wandering in the mall, and all of a sudden, I felt, a little kid, just coming around me and then, hugging my thigh. And I was wondering who it was, and I looked down, there's this kid about yay tall. And then I pat her on the head and said, hello, how are you? Just trying to be friendly. She looked up at me, and then within a second, she just broke down in tears, screaming and crying because she knew that she had found the wrong person. Have you forgotten where you park your car? Have you left your house, not sure whether you have, shut off the stove or not? Things like that happen more than we think. Have you ever lost your way in the church? Lost your way in the church, i.e., have you ever entered into your church and found that you have missed the Lord of the house of worship? Have you ever gone to fellowship and prayer meeting and found that, you left the prayer meeting and fellowship, without so much as having met with the Lord? How can we guard ourselves against, a fruitless and unproductive time spent with God and with other believers? Now, when that happens, usually it is because we have forgotten. We have forgotten to look at God. We have forgotten about him altogether. We know that worship in the Bible is never just an event. It is never just, you know, a time starting now and then ending later on. Worship in the Bible is always about a relationship, a growing relationship. In the songs that we've been singing, you know, it is very much about us responding to the love of God, to the invitation that he has given to us in the Lord Jesus Christ. So worship in the Bible is always first and foremost about growing relationship with God. And therefore, we need to look to God. We need to look to Christ. And you find that that is the central message in verses 39 through to 43. I've heard this in some churches, you know, it is an example or a description about the average American family. It is not a very good example, I have to tell you from the start. It says about, you know, describing the average American family, that a typical American family driving home from church one Sunday, and this is probably what you can expect. Dad was fussing about the sermon being too long or boring, you know. And Mom said that she thought that the pianist was playing just a little bit too loud during the second hymn or so. And then, you know, another family would say that, you know, the choir did an okay job. But wasn't it a four-part composition? And instead, you know, she was, you know, convinced that she could hear six parts. So definitely some people in the choir were singing off-key or the wrong notes. And then grandmother would say that, you know, she couldn't see very well and she couldn't hear very well because she was sitting, you know, way at the back. And with all this, you know, conversation going on, you know, there's a little boy, you know, the littlest in the family would join in, you know, after thinking about all these things, and he would say, "Daddy, you know, this is still pretty good. Since you only have to give $10. This is still pretty good, since you only have to give $10. This is not a very good story, you know, describing the average Christian family going to worship on Sunday. We are there, and yet we know we are not there. What is worship? And how do you describe worship? You probably know that, you know, the root meaning of worship is that of worship, you know. God is worthy of our praise and adoration. God is worthy of our exaltation and elevation. And this is why, you know, in the Psalms, you find that, you know, the authors oftentimes encourages himself and other people to lift up God, to give him the adoration and the praise he deserves. And so therefore, you know, from time to time, you see references about singing a new song, a song of victory, a song of grace and of, you know, recreation to God. Because for the psalmist, worship is very much about a growing relationship with God. It is a genuine relationship. It comes with a response. When we worship God, we are actually responding to our encounter of him in Christ. When we worship God, we are growing closer and closer with him. When we worship God, you know, worship to us is not so much about a ritual, about an exercise or a routine. Worship is just spending time with God, cultivating a closer and more intimate relationship with him. Like many worshipers today, Joseph and Mary were, that is correct. Worship is about finding, you know, a serene place where you can meditate, where you can be, you know, so focusing that you can hear what God is talking to you. And so therefore, the less distraction in the environment, in the surrounding, the better. That also is correct. Worship is about, you know, seeing a lot of people gathering together. That is also correct. But most importantly, worship is about a growing relationship with God. Before you enter into the sanctuary, during the sanctuary, and after you are done with worship. Worship is all about growing a relationship with Christ, knowing him, therefore looking at him and looking to him. And so you probably, you know, have noticed that, you know, every Sunday at the top part of our order of worship in our bulletin, there's this little phrase there, this little sentence. O Lord, be so very much here that every inch of this sanctuary is a hallowed ground. It is our prayer that every Sunday, even before we set foot in the sanctuary, God has already blessed this place, that every inch of it is filled with His presence. Because we want to be able to enter into the sanctuary, no matter how we came, but we want to be able to be here and experience God ourselves. So worship is a growing relationship with God. Therefore, it is important for us to fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus. If you come to church looking for other things other than Jesus Christ, likely that you may leave this place a little bit encouraged because you have met with friends, because you know the words that someone spoke has encouraged you, but you would not have grown to know God a little bit more because you have not looked at the face of Jesus. Worship is also a showing relationship, and therefore we need to manifest Jesus in our lives. We need to live for Him. In verses 48 to 52, this is, you know, what we see in this passage. The outcome of worship is a showing relationship. We see this in two ways. Number one, Jesus' obedience to honor His parents is a natural part of worship. You remember how Mary and Joseph came into the temple after 3 days and found Jesus in the temple debating, discussing, you know, with the scribes and the learned people. And then Mary, you know, told Jesus, you know, how could you have done this to us? Don't you know that, you know, we have been brokenhearted looking for you? And Jesus' intriguing comments to Mary and Joseph is that, you know, don't you know that I'm supposed to be in my Father's house? I'm supposed to be busy and concerned about my Father's affair? Some people felt that Jesus was a little bit harsh as a son to His parents. But in fact, you find that, you know, that is not the case. Jesus has already spent time in the temple worshiping and cultivating a relationship with God. And when He reminded Mary and Joseph who He is, why He is here on earth, and what He should be doing, you find that immediately after that, you know, in verse 51, Jesus went out to Nazareth with Mary and Joseph. And what did He do? He was obedient. He was obedient to His parents. Having spent time in worship with God, Jesus was obedient to His parents. He wasn't arrogant in His answer to His parents. He did not think that His parents were uninformed, old-fashioned, or grumpy people. If we worship God, you would find that somehow it would show. It would show in our lives. And the second way we can see that is that, you know, in verse 52, it says that Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God and man. As a result of Jesus spending time in the temple, you know, God's eyes and favors were upon Jesus. And so He grew physically, mentally, spiritually, and socially. There's a phrase about the challenge and also the importance of worship. We enter the house of God to worship, but we leave to serve God. We leave to honor Him. We leave to manifest Him. This is a testimony. This is a sign of true worship. A worshiper relates to God and man. And when we have met with God here, you would find that, you know, there are many ways. We may not be aware of them, but there are many ways where this relationship, growing relationship with God, would come out one way or another. In the way we relate to God, in the way we interact with one another. Worship ends with a meaningful relationship with God and with other people. I like this acronym. You know, worship makes all of us, make all believers spies for God. S-P-I-E-S. By that, we mean that, you know, worship enables us, true worship, when you spend time with God. Somehow it enables us to spiritually, physically, intellectually, emotionally, and socially grow. Spiritually, physically, intellectually, emotionally, and socially grow. Worship is never about a set time. It is never about a ceremony, a ritual, or a routine that we do on Sunday. Worship is something that we do, rehearse, affirms on Sundays and outside of Sundays, because worship is about a growing relationship with God. And therefore, let us look to God. Let us look at Jesus from time to time. Worship is also about a showing relationship with God. And therefore, let us see Jesus and let other people see him through us. Let us pray. Father, we give you thanks because we know that you want to make this place, make this church a house of worship for all peoples. And we thank you, O Lord, that again you have given us these marvelous facilities. We pray, O Lord, that your glory would just reside and dwell in this place so that as individuals we may grow in worship and closer to you. We also pray, Father God, that you would make this place a place of haven, safety, and spiritual home to many thirsty and hungry hearts. Father, we ask that you will help us to see Jesus and you will help us to look at him so that in the way we relate to you and in the way we relate to one another, we would see ourselves growing more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ, bringing you more honor and delight. This we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.